The next presentation is going to talk about developing an AI governance program. I won't steal their thunder. I'm as interested in you are as what they're going to say. It does seem like the point we made earlier about cybersecurity and having a certain number of commonalities across various regimes applies here too, right? Transparency, safe and effective, private, secure, reliable, explainable, all of those things. And so we'll see what the panel says. Emily and Stephen are both regulars here. Emily's a partner at Sherman & Sterling, and Stephen is a chief compliance counselor at Marathon Oil. So guys, the floor is yours.
Just to start off, if you didn't hear Jay's bio earlier today, from a perspective of former federal prosecutor, in-house, former law firm partner, he's a professor. I think he already finished his MBA, right, at MIT. The perspective he brings to the topics we talked about today, the thought leadership is phenomenal. And same thing, I'm always spoiled when I get to speak with Emily because I learn so much just through the process, and it makes this so much easier because oftentimes I just get to say, yeah, I second her point. So I always appreciate learning from you.
Well, that's very kind, but I would say, you know, when it comes to AI, Stephen has really he's leading when it comes to internal compliance programs and to really understanding what the technology can do. And his insight will be fascinating.
Well, and we're looking forward to hearing from you all and learning from you all.
Yeah, feel free to speak up. We'd like it to be interactive. There are so many AI programs on the market right now, just in terms of conferences you can go to, CLEs you can do. We don't quite know what the level of knowledge is in the room, and we want to be adaptive. So if there are things that you're interested in, do let us know.
And we chose this image to start because I think in some ways it represents a governance program for AI. So one is you're not exactly sure what it is, right? Two is it's coming at you quickly. Third is you're not exactly sure what's coming around the corner. And then finally, there's not an escape route. So really, there's not other options. The way through is the way out. And so we really want to focus today on the practical aspects. And let's start with the basics. Now, you see the slide, you say, okay, this is great. You're preaching to the choir. Now, what do I do with this? And actually, the Department of Justice, of all places, actually just came out with some guidance that will actually be helpful. How many of you, by show of hands, are familiar with the criminal divisions? Their evaluation of corporate compliance program document. Okay. So for those of you who are not familiar with it, basically what it is, the DOJ has come up with a document that is used by prosecutors in the criminal context in a criminal investigation to assess was the compliance program effective at the time of the incident and at the time of the adjudication. And that's used for the federal sentencing guidelines. But the reason I mention it here is because last week it was updated, and they included a section titled Management of Emerging Risks to Ensure Compliance with Applicable Law. It's on page 3 to 4, and I really encourage you to look at it. It's publicly available because they're asking the questions that you can use with your clients or internally to say, this is what we're trying to get to with governance. So for example, how does the company assess the potential impact of new technology such as AI or its ability to comply with criminal laws? What is the company's approach to governance regarding the use of new technologies such as AI in its commercial business and its compliance program? What baseline of human decision-making is used to assess AI? So they kind of stole our thunder with some of these questions, but again, these are great questions that you can use. It may not be perfect for you, but you can use to start and say, okay, if I'm working towards an AI governance program, these are the type of objectives we need to reach. So let's go to the components. And Emily, when we spoke, you highlighted absolutely almost the foundational aspect of establishing the right cross-functional team.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, as with many issues that relate to cyber or touch on technology, it's important to have the right people in the room, right? And the right people here, you need to be thinking about legal and compliance. You need to be thinking about your business units. You need to be thinking about executive and board level management. This is an enterprise level risk and opportunity. And so you need to make sure that you have appropriate buy-in from the different teams. And I think once you've done that, the first thing you have to do, which did, you know, the DOJ did steal a bit of our thunder, but it's a question of what are you going to use AI for, right? Because I think sometimes what you see is that boards or executives get really excited about AI, And everybody wants to be an AI company now, right?